Glenn, it's fantastic to see you here as part of the experience of being part of the Newcastle Hunter side and the ladies. How have you enjoyed the whole process here in Tamworth, and West Leagues are really tied it on with the beautiful fields and the like?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been really good to see all the girls get together. It's good to see all the experience from all the different country. We unfortunately didn't come across with a win yesterday, but come with one today, and our girls have been really good.
Yeah, of course you've had to carry the likes of Hayley, and also of course that Brittany Duff, she's a wizard. It's just an absolute tragedy, isn't it?
It is a tragedy, yeah, and our girls feel it as well, but yeah, you take what you can get.
But how have you enjoyed the whole experience, of course, playing for the Maitland Blacks? What's the crew like down there, and playing 15-a-side rugby as well?
Look, Maitland's my team. I'm so passionate about Maitland, I really am. We've got a great group of girls, and you know, they all want to be there and they all want to support each other, so it's a fantastic culture, and we're really proud of what we've built in Maitland. So.
Just got to watch out for that, Benny. He's a good man. He's a good man, but you've got great people down there. You've got Paddy Howard. You've also got Dan doing the juniors.
Yeah.
And all the crew there really get stuck into it as far as the top line stuff. And they deserve things like state champs and the juniors, because Marcelin's such a beautiful place to be. And hopefully one of these years we'll get another sort of trial match there for Super Rugby. But also looking forward to the test match there, as we have the Guildford Wallaroos taking on the Japanese on the 13th of July. You'll also be part of that as well, because Newcastle's playing against the Southern England side, so watch out for some of those girls from Southern England. They're a bit rough and ready.
Yeah, that's it for sure, but we have a lot of experience coming into. A lot of girls know what they're doing, so it should be really good. The test match will be great to see.
And who are some of the girls that have really helped you out, apart from, you know, having to carry, you know, the Duff? But you've got Annika, of course, Jemison, who's a great talent. Also, of course, Hayley, who's been part of the team here as well. It's just fantastic to see we've got six teams playing 15-a-side women's rugby this year in the Rams Homelands Newcastle and Hunter Premiership.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of new girls coming in as well. The new experience is going to make this fantastic in the next couple of years. We've got some fresh blood and a lot of talent as well. So it'll be really good.
Yes. Also, of course, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Maitland?
So I work as a disability support worker. I'm very passionate about that as well. Studying to be a nurse. Yeah.
And you're looking to stick around in Maitland, or you'd be keen to maybe sojourn to somewhere like, you know, Singanoon or Gunnedah or Maitland or Moree or whatever, or you're just happy to pull up stumps and stay in Maitland for the rest of your life?
Look, wherever the wind takes me at this point, but I do love Maitland, I love the community, the culture there, but who knows?
Well, Maddie, it's been fantastic to talk to you. It's great to see that you've got some success. It's good to see you're going to be part of the fun at around about 12 o'clock on Saturday the 13th of July. But you're just going to get yourself sized up for the inevitable sort of World Cup there for the Wallaroos. So we're looking forward to you when you wear the glistening of the gold shirt in the future. But it's great to see you here at the Country Champs, and we wish all the best moving forward for the Blacks.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thank you.